This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
What was that now? This Monty voice and I were discussing. You gotta get that checked out, man.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We'll get the sad fans on Reddit, Denver Broncos edition here in just a tiny bit from there. Just in a couple of minutes. But during the break, I'm fidgeting with my headphones here now, Rudy. Maybe that's a little bit better. During the break, Rudy and I were talking about, this is going to shock some people. This is really out of character for us, really off-brand.
I don't know if I want people knowing this about me.
Should I keep this private?
This might be private information.
What were we talking about during the break? We were talking about Pokemon. I think if you played word association with everybody at 8:10 and just said, okay, quick word association, Rudy, I think there would be two leading answers. I think it would be Pokemon.
Seems likely.
And tired.
I think you nailed it. Yeah.
I just think that's what it would be.
Yeah.
Because it's also, it's the things, nobody here would go.
It's 90% of who I am as a person.
Well, at the very least, it stands out here because if someone said, hey, word association, Rudy, no one here would go, sports talk radio, because that's true for all of us, right?
Sports boy.
Sucker. Like, yeah, that's, you know, true, I guess, but.
I'd actually be all right if I had the nickname sports boy.
Rudy sports boy.
Rudy the sports boy.
Rudy Salazar. The sports boy is pretty good.
With a boy with an I, too.
Obviously. We were talking about where we're both at in the Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, the remakes of Diamond and Pearl that were DS games, Gen 4. And what we didn't actually get to during the break there, Rudy, is I think that you and I have gotten to almost the exact same point, which we've both beaten the second gym, which is grass type, right?
I have basically just got done with the that little lost tower where there's all the ghosties.
Ooh, I've not gotten there yet. Yeah, I played that in the original, but
I have not
gotten
to the third gym, but okay. I'm like in the little town right before that.
You're probably 30 minutes of gameplay ahead of me or something.
Yeah, probably. So I caught a Murkrow.
That's exciting.
Added him as one of my mains. Because I want a Honchkrow, because that's just a good name.
It really is.
I mean, Honchkrow's a haunchy boy.
I can't remember what my entire party is right now. I am playing with the Mew and the other little mythical guy.
Jirachi.
Jirachi. They haven't done much for me at this point, but I have them in my party. Anyway, I was curious, because we'll bring back Shot Clock reviews sometime soon, because we've got all these shows returning to us again. We'll be back on Friday. First Friday show in a long time. We'll be back for that.
Especially once we get past through the first of the year. Because we both have a decent amount of vacation days still to burn.
Right, that's true. Yeah,
once we get to January 1st, then it opens up a lot. And you have a lot of things start coming and going as far as sports during the week.
Monday and Thursday night football games cease to be and all of that. So we'll bring back Shot Clock reviews soon. And we'll play Sad Fans here in just a little bit. But what is your general feeling been on the remake? I've listened to the Besties episode because that's the one where my good personal friend Chris Plant gave a little shout out to Times Ours.
Mentioned your name.
My name did appear in an episode of the Besties.
I said Joshua Briscoe with an E.
That would have been devastating.
I've been so happy.
If he would have just said Josh Briscoe, that's B-R-I-S-C-O-E, I would have had a very different
Follow
reaction.
At JB Briscoe, BR.
I might have changed my handle.
You have to.
But I thought their episode on that was interesting, and I have had. I feel pretty confident in what my experience has been with. I honestly don't remember if I ended up with Pearl or Diamond. Which one are you playing?
You're playing Pearl. I'm playing Diamond.
Okay.
Yeah.
But real quick, not quite Shot Clock review quick, but what's your feel 2.5 gyms in or whatever?
So I am enjoying it, but I'm also somebody who did not play Diamond, Pearl, or Platinum, right? So for me, this is a completely new game, right?
Yeah, like I played Platinum.
I've heard about some of the stuff that like where it's like, hey, Platinum has some of these quality of life updates that this game just decided we're good.
Yeah.
And, like, that makes absolutely no sense to me. Like, especially when remaking a game, everything that worked with the old games, like, you should just 100% just automatically add, because it's just, it's already there, right?
And they could have also just had brilliant, they could have had brilliant platinum.
Yeah,
I understand
it's not as easy as, like, copy and paste, right? It's a little bit more complicated than that, obviously. But, like, it's something you should have been able to do. There's no good reason for not being able to accomplish that.
A lot of this game is copy and paste, it feels like, too. Like, you're right.
I didn't run into them, but I saw plenty of people talking about just like some of the bugs that they ran into, some of the softlocks. I never fully experienced that. I hate the way the bike moves, though.
I don't think I've actually gotten on a bike yet. I think I'm in the town with them.
It is the worst thing. It's got two gears, and it's third and fourth gear, which is, yeah.
Why?
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's normal bike slang. I don't know.
No, I don't think it is.
Third gear is the slower speed, and it's all right. Fourth gear is just, you're just going to run into every wall that's in your way. You're just going to, so I am almost never on the bike. Like, I just run, and the running is fast enough that I don't feel like I'm moving super slow, but the bike is bad. The bike is very bad. My Pokemon can follow me though now, and they look cool following me.
Have you seen the Ekans?
I have, yes.
If you like Pokemon enough to have stuck with us through this 3-minute conversation, Google Ekans Diamond Pearl remake or something like that, and just see the animation. It's a snake. You would think perhaps it might slither along behind you or anything. It is in a coil, appearing to levitate behind you. It is coiled up,
so
just
good.
Levitating.
By so good, I mean it's terrible, but
like,
this one
kind
so
of
good.
Embarrassing.
So again, there are things about, like, I love the art style.
Yeah.
I think it's a very visually appealing game.
It's so strange that it occasionally goes from chibi to Sword and Shield pseudo-realistic in the battles and everything. It's very weird to me.
I think part of the reason why that doesn't bother me is because it's such a, I guess, a close-up at that point, right?
Yeah.
The thing that, and I've gotten used to it now, but it really bothered me early on, and it's like, I kind of like what they're trying to do, but it was honestly giving me headaches. And it's the blur. So, like, the edges of the screen were a little blurred. And, again, it makes sense, right?
Because,
like,
yeah.
You can't, if something's far away, you shouldn't be able to see it clearly.
Right.
But it was, like, blurred to such a degree that, like, it gave me headaches. Now, mm-hmm. I think I've just gotten used to it now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, because last time I played it, I didn't really notice. It didn't really bother me. But that was one thing where I was just like, I understand what they're trying to do, and I kind of like what they're trying to do. But it is causing me actual pain.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
And that seems like a problem.
I think at this point I've played the majority of my playtime on an airplane, because I played it on the way to Florida and on the way back over Thanksgiving and everything. And the disappointing thing to me is that I, with the Animal Crossing update, which I've done most of, and then there's the DLC that has some stuff that I've dipped in and out on at this point. But I've got Animal Crossing. I bought the new Mario Party, the
Ooh,
one that just came out
yeah.
recently. It'll be on my Shot Clock reviews, but I really have enjoyed it so far. I've got a handful of other games on my Switch, and then I've got a new, fresh Pokemon remake on the Switch, which is a great place to play Pokemon games. And I've been picking the other things. I've been going back to play Animal Crossing for my, you know, 350th hour or whatever, instead of going back for my third hour of Pokemon. And it just sort of bums me out a little bit.
Yeah, I think it helps. Again, I don't even think it's a thing. I think it's just a fact. It helps me a ton by the fact that I never played any of the original three. So it's just everything is such a new experience for me. But I've heard enough people who played Platinum who are just like, Platinum's a better game.
Yeah.
And it's just why that wasn't, essentially, like, those improvements weren't made over doesn't make a lot of sense. And I guess this is the problem, like, if you're a Game Freak, right? Like, this is the risk you take when you have some, when you're
right.
not the one who made it.
Yeah.
When you have a different company made it. Again, a company, and I don't know all of Ilka. I know they've done Pokemon stuff before, and that was a mobile phone app in Pokemon Home, which is not a game.
Not a game.
Maybe they've made games, I don't know, but their biggest thing to date is not an actual game, and now you're asking them to make a game I'm guessing the thought process there is just simply, hey, they have the artwork because they made all these.
Right.
These
Pokemon, let's not right? bleep it up. Let's just make a remake.
And
it's a remake.
I think it's very visually good looking.
Mm-hmm.
There are just
I wish it was more fun to play.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know. Maybe maybe the main franchise Pokemon games, because you've played way more Sword Shield than I have.
For sure.
You know, so maybe it's just not. Maybe I exist to play the graphic upgraded Pokemon Go,
which is wild.
Let's put that in your Shot
that
Clock
is.
Reviews. I'll let you explain that whenever we do Shot Clock reviews in the future.
I'm still
but it's bonkers.
The one thing I'll say about it, it makes me think that anytime I get out of it and go to just anything else on my phone, I'm like a little disappointed almost because I feel like my phone is like only operating
holding
like
you back.
80. Yes, compared to what because when you turn on the refresh rate
it's a native refresh rate. So
yeah.
It basically lets Pokemon Go refresh at the same rate that like Apple would let it, one of their own apps refresh.
And it's just wild.
It's hard to explain. I literally showed Renee, who has not played Pokemon Go since 2016.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but let me, like, watch. I'm going to switch it back to normal mode, and then a new mode, and normal mode, and the new mode again.
It's wild.
Do you see this? And she was like, yeah, it looks bad. I was like, you don't. Well, look at how smooth it is when I throw the Pokeball.
I had to, like, learn how to, like, re-throw again, kind of.
I was
like,
better at it immediately. I dropped, like, excellent throws 2 out of 3 or something.
Yeah, because, like, especially, it took me a little bit of an adjustment, but not a lot. Like, I'm back to getting some my excellent curveball throws.
No big deal. I'm a menace.
But, man, it is so smooth now.
Look, and it looks great. All right, that's enough Pokemon. There you go. Pokemon and Sad Fans was not on the label for this hour, but it might as well have been because you know who you're listening to, right?
That's the show.
You want me to talk about KU basketball in December? Come back when it starts getting warmer again, okay? Or even Saturday. I'll talk about it on Saturday.
That Saturday will be exciting.
Because it will be actually fun.
And they're going to win by 60, but it'll be cool.
But at least you get a little border war back.
I still love the people who are just like, I don't even think we should be playing them.
Yeah, because
Mizzou. Up. You're excited.
Because Mizzou went to the SEC and had so much success at your expense.
They destroyed the Big 12. Well, I think Bob Bowlesby might have helped. Done a lot to help that.
Yes, and also, who's a better football program right now, Mizzou or Cincinnati? Taking a minute, but Mizzou might have done you a favor. The Big 12 is going to have one future team in the playoff.
Heck, BYU had a hell of a year this year. They're coming now.
Stop complaining.
There was I remember there was like a time, like a couple weeks ago, where I think like the two highest ranked Big 12 teams, I use quotation marks, were Cincinnati and BYU.
We did make a joke about not talking about college sports just then, and then did start unironically talking about college sports, and that's character development, folks.
Sports. Who says we can't do it?
The Denver Broncos lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
I just thought of something.
Okay, sure.
I kind of wish Beards would have done like a sad Oklahoma State fans on Reddit, because that
just
game
for
was...
Mick and Corey would have they could have taken that into the zone.
That game was brutal.
That was, deeply frustrating. And I did not have a strong rooting interest. My rooting interest was conflict because it was Oklahoma's game basically for their playoff lives. And I kind of wanted to root for Oklahoma State because I want Mick Schaefer to be happy.
It would have been kind of cool to see Mick's team in the playoffs.
But I was rooting against Oklahoma State because I want Corey Anderson to be sad. So it was conflicting. Ultimately, I just hope everyone had fun. Yeah, I don't need to explain Sad Fans on Reddit. Here's Sad Fans on Reddit, Denver Broncos edition. What do you need me to explain it for? We do this bit every week.
Well, not every
and
week.
Now, a list of things that Denver Broncos fans said on Reddit. This might get out of hand before my pizza's here.
Thought he was going to say different
Kermit
P word.
Sounding. Come on, defense. Jesus Christ. I see Vic still has no plan for Kelsey. Clyde looked at a guy he just trucked over for a prolonged amount of time. Where's the taunting penalty? F*** that touchdown. Teddy, 3 and out, Bridgewater? F*** hell, I hate our offense. And f*** you, Collinsworth. You can't stuff Mahomes' far enough down your throat. Well, here comes the offense. Let's see what kind of voodoo bullshit Shermer puts out this drive. Bend, don't break doesn't work if you bend and break.
Yeah, we've been there.
Teddy Lambs to the slaughter. Teddy Bridge over the River Kwai. Imagine having any energy to hate the Chiefs or their fans when Vic Fangio is still coaching our team. The masculine urge to want one first down. Can't even catch a break on the upright, huh? F***ing knew he'd make a 56-yarder a f***ing course. Nothing goes right against this sucking team.
So mad.
A lot of,
it's
a lot
been
of
fun things. To watch Pat Shermer's play calling evolve? What the f*** is Collinsworth smoking? Death by more penalties. Nice. R-O-F***ing-L. Cortland? Buddy? You okay? Fangio might as well be holding up a Cracker Barrel menu. The fact that half the subreddit has said this is a good challenge means this is Fangio's best challenge of his career. The ref's pockets look unusually thick. Fant is incapable of football. White people are now banned from using the word gangster for a week. Wow, what an entire waste of a quarter. Holy sh**. Shermer, you are completely stupid. I keep forgetting we have wide receivers on this team. Would be nice to use them once in a while, shrugging emoji.
Good wide
this is going to be
too.
One of those games where I stay up late to watch and end up hungover as f*** in the morning at work while also depressed we lost, isn't it? NFL really put Teddy on Sunday Night Football primetime? They f***ing stupid. If Mahomes and Lamar Jackson both wanted a b- from Collinsworth, which one would get the b- and which one would get... Fire Tom McMahon.
I lost into the plot
the
on that one.
Son.
At some point.
This is not a coincidence. Our special teams unit is the worst in the NFL. I've just accepted that I'm not allowed to have any joy from this team anymore. No, Chris. I don't have to be happy for him. F*** Soren. Well, this bourbon ain't gonna drink itself. Pain is an emotion. The Chiefs literally tried to f***ing hand this game to us, and we said, nah, lol. No, Chris, we aren't better than this. The announcers just did us the favor of warning us that we're about to get f***ing trucked by the Lions. Elway took out his private jet to watch this show? If I have to see this f***ing Peyton Manning and our starters after him graphic one more time...
Simply get a good quarterback.
Did Kenny Young kick a Chiefs puppy? They've been dogging him all game. A cool 9 points. Way to go, fellas. We're the best 6-6 team. We're also the worst 6-6 team. FML. Mahomes was ass, but we were worse. If you own a Denver Broncos jersey and can throw the ball farther than 25 yards, please be at Dove Valley by Monday for tryouts. Comment.
Drew Luck.
Bring in Andrew Luck. Reply. We'd need Doctor Strange to open up the multiverse for us. One day, there will be a 30 for 30 about how Tom McMahon witnessed Johnny Boland kill a prostitute and then held that blackmail card over the organization to never lose his job as special teams coordinator. As far as I can tell, that's the only reasonable explanation on how that boy still has a job.
It's the special teams.
If I were a defensive coordinator, I would triple team the running back just to see if Teddy can complete a pass to a wide receiver. The 2016 to 2021 Broncos, and not showing up against the Chiefs. A legendary combination. And now, the bronze medal. This game should be on Hub. That's about how badly we're going to get f***ed. And now, the silver medal.
He's got a
Broncos bingo card! Opening drive without a touchdown. Questionable Fangio challenge. God, lightning bolt emoji peed with a terrible field. Edited by Beers McFly. I don't understand that one. Teddy missing wide open targets. Long, quote, meaningful drives that end in 0 points. 3 Pro Bowl caliber wide receivers with barely 100 yards combined. Underutilized Fant. Wasted offensive opportunity after a defensive turnover / stop. Special team in the bed. Javonte still being a f***ing beast. Pathetic tackle attempt by Teddy after a pick. Parentheses, albeit an actual attempt this time. Majority of Teddy's completions at or 2 yards near the line of scrimmage. Calls for Lock, even though he's also trash. Collinsworth chortling Mahomes.
edit here by Beers McFly. You try saying that one five times fast.
I can hear him. When it's two quarters too late. That's a bingo.
I can hear Beards furiously.
And now,
the winner that line
of things that Broncos fans said on Reddit. Comment. Can we become a horse subreddit, please? Reply. Are donkeys horses?
Beards was trying to say the phrase bleep Collinsworth. I'm afraid to figure out what words were bleeped and what weren't. But it was alliterative. And he kept, I didn't hear him screwing it up, but I did hear at one point in the on the other side of the wall, I was sitting in our office and he was recording over there. I just heard bang, bang, bang of clearly someone's fist punching a desk.
Yeah.
And Beards isn't a terribly rageful person, so that must have been his 20th take.
I've heard him do that, I think, like, maybe once before, like, in, you know, not this year, but, like, last year, the year before that. Like, I've heard it once or twice. I think once. I've seen him get mad where he just, like, keeps trying to say something, but can't say it. It's very rare of him to do something like that.
Broncos fans are very profane and very angry about the state of their franchise, and I don't really blame them.
I really don't like their special teams coordinator.
Yeah, that one's a little bit weird. But they, their last two good quarterbacks were John Elway and Indianapolis Colts legend Peyton Manning. I almost said Philip Rivers. Maybe they should try Philip Rivers. Just see if that works.
I mean, it's a little disrespectful to Jake Plummer.
Jake the Snake.
I mean, he's easily he since Peyton Manning retired, Jake the Snake was just like in his prime thrown on the Broncos. He's the best quarterback by a mile they would have had.
I think prime Kyle Orton would like a word with
Ooh,
you. And they have such similar energy.
Kyle Orton,
as does Jay Cutler, by the way. The Broncos have had a type in terms of slightly schlubby.
Cutler was before Manning. I'm talking post Manning.
So is Jake Plummer.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you took... Oh, wait,
Tim,
hold up.
Tim Tebow is in that mix somewhere, too.
I get what you're saying. If you, there are other quarterbacks besides Jake Plummer you can take, throw into the post-Manning era, and they would clearly be the best quarterback.
I'm just making fun of Broncos quarterbacks. I don't really have that much of a method. I'm saying their best two are John Elway, who I never saw play football with my own eyes, and Peyton Manning, who got benched for Brock Osweiler... And then ended up winning a Super Bowl with his fused-together robot neck anyway. But one of those dudes is in the front office now, and one of them has a Monday Night Football show. And they would probably win more games with prime Kyle Orton on this team.
Oh, absolutely. Kyle Orton is one of my all-time favorite quarterbacks. Like, I don't know what Kyle Orton's doing in life, but I hope he's good. Like, I hope Kyle Orton's just good, right? I hope he's just enjoying life.
I've got two things to Google here. One is the fact that the Broncos. I want to find the Broncos' worst quarterback at least since Peyton.
Paxton Lynch, probably right.
Or maybe Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian's at least like...
But he's football still.
Yeah, Trevor Siemian had the ability to be competent at times, right? He couldn't do it consistently. Because like you remember the game, he threw for like over 300 yards against the Chiefs that one game. That went to overtime.
You're right. And so, and the other thing...
I'm not going to count Kendall Hinton, I believe is his
name.
Yeah,
he's a wide receiver.
Because like, he's not an NFL quarterback. He's an NFL wide receiver who had to play quarterback.
The other thing is I had the thought go through my head.
Who also may have thrown the ball more times in that game than Mac Jones.
I think he did.
Against the Bills.
I think he did. I had the thought of like, well, you know what the Broncos ought to do? Just try drafting a quarterback and just see what happens. And then, you know, obviously Drew Locke was a second rounder. I thought, well, when's the last time I took a quarterback the first round? Oh, yeah, Paxton Lynch. Like, that is a nightmare. There are some bad first-round quarterback picks. We've seen lots of teams have lots of issues. Paxton Lynch, it was
just
an abomination of a pick for them.
Because at least Brock Osweiler was a second-round pick, and like he was bad, but he was able to like get chances for a while. right? Like, he was able to, like, kind of stick around the league for a little bit and convince teams that, hey, I might have something in there. Paxton Lynch couldn't even do that.
Paxton Lynch was the 26th overall pick. Do you know how many games he started over the course of his NFL career?
Like, maybe 6 or 7?
4.
Like, he was...
Do you know how bad it has to get for a team to pass on, to give up on a first-round quarterback on 4 starts?
A first-round quarterback not making at least double-digit starts is almost... It's almost unheard of.
When's the last time that happened?
I mean, and not even a first-round pick, but a quarterback who you draft who you think is, like, the future. Because I remember, like, when the Chiefs drafted Brody Croyle, obviously he's a third-round pick, but they believed he was potentially the quarterback of the future, right? He made like 10 or 11 starts. He was a third-round pick. Never won a game, but he made those starts.
I'll Venmo you $1 right now if you can tell me the last roster Paxton Lynch was on.
Oh, goodness. The Jets.
No.
Texans.
No.
Broncos.
No.
Was he a Chief?
I'm going to cut these in half each time. That's now for 12.5 cents. That was okay. The Chiefs was the guess there. No.
Vikings.
No, that's now we're down to 6.25 cents.
I feel like
cents.
I should know this, but I just don't. I know he was on another team for like a training camp. But...
Here's
the
Raiders?
Thing.
No. I think that brings us about 1.75-ish cents, somewhere there. A little less than 2 cents, I think.
The Dallas Renegades.
No. I believe he's a Saskatchewan Rough Rider currently.
Good for him.
Or was most recently. So here's the thing. You're going to think this is the answer. Not the answer. The Seahawks signed him to a reserve future deal.
Yeah.
The Steelers added him to their practice squad at one point.
I do remember
active
that
roster
now.
For a minute. Cut him, and he has not made another appearance. I don't think he was ever on an active roster for them. I don't think he was on he was ever game day active.
Yeah, I do not.
He was never through a pass.
I do not remember Seattle. I do remember Pittsburgh though. Now
he apparently wore number 5 there and has 0 total stats.
That checks out.
And apparently, the Chiefs were legitimately interested in Paxton Lynch.
That's in the that story, draft. Man.
Can you imagine?
Which
you're going to play that nightmare game for a second? The Chiefs don't end up with Patrick Mahomes because they drafted Paxton Lynch and it threw off their entire development cycle.
Which would have been such a Chief thing to have happened.
Oh, God, yeah.
But as bad
one year before they found their light in the darkness, yeah. They would have taken Paxton Lynch instead.
As bad as he's been is why I'm not totally sure that story is true, because I just can't believe that like Andy Reid and Brett Veach were like, this guy might have something. And just to be that wrong, right? Like plenty of teams are wrong, but to be that wrong just doesn't feel like that would happen. But, I mean, hey, I guess everybody makes mistakes. Poe Buddy's nerfed.
Some very small sliver of me wants to know what he would have looked like with Andy Reid or whatever.
Be better. I'm confident. I feel like I could confidently say he would have started more than 4 games for the Chiefs. I don't know if they've been good.
That was right? Gary Kubiak's last year.
It might be kind of Nick Foles-like with
yeah.
the Chiefs.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't think it would have been in, you know, the abomination. My
but
guess,
even he didn't play that much. He
Paxton
wasn't total
Lynch
Nathan Peterman.
Would probably be in the NFL still if he had been drafted by the Chiefs.
Unless they gave up on him equally quickly, because I tell you what, that's a red flag. You find a quarterback that Andy Reid had in camp for 45
True.
Minutes and said, never mind, that's terrifying. Also, Trevor Siemian looks like a pirate.
Good for Trevor Siemian, though, man. That dude's just been, like, he was like a 7th-round draft pick.
I'm sorry, I meant Paxton Lynch.
Oh, Paxton
you're
Lynch.
Back on,
yeah.
Paxton Lynch looks sort of like a...
He definitely does. But Trevor Siemian, man, just making money.
Charming pirate.
Just living a good life, right? Just chilling.
Starting football. Well,
NFL
I guess,
quarterback.
I Taysom Hill back in the
just
swing.
Being, just living his best life.
And then he after injury, got that job, and now a fullback is taking it from
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he doesn't want to actually... Here's the thing. Once you get to Trevor Siemian's point in life, you don't really actually want to play anymore. Like,
no, that's
you're
true.
Just trying
that's
to be
point.
On a team.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone will agree with
just
that.
Like, I know Gardner Minshew likes football. He clearly does, right? I don't know how much Gardner Minshew actually wants to be a starter, which is why games like this are huge. because he goes out there and has that first half that he does. He's just locked himself. He has guaranteed himself another 5 years in this league. Easy.
On that game.
Easy.
I think that there's got to be a cutoff somewhere age-wise. I think Gardner Minshew would like to play every second of football that he can get. I think Chad Henne's fine with how it is. You know what I mean?
Chad Henne does not want to play football anymore. Like, he wants to be on an NFL roster, but he does not want to play football anymore. 100%. He'll do it if he needs to, right? Like, if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt in a playoff game, he's like, sure, I'll come and I'll throw a football to Tyreek Hill.
Where are we at on Marlins Man as a society?
Yeah. Is he at this game?
He's at this Heat-Bucks game that's on ESPN right now.
Kudos to Marlins Man for not having a story come out that's gotten him canceled yet. So
I guess.
That must mean he's, as much as he's been in the public for as long as he has been, the fact that he hasn't been canceled means he's probably a decent human being or just really good at keeping it covered. So, but I guess, hey, props to that, I guess.
It's just that he basically created a uniform for himself. Like, this is an entire Miami Marlins aesthetic ago. And it's the orange jersey and the orange visor. And you know that's Marlins Man. Yeah. I can't remember that man's real name, but it doesn't matter.
He's a lawyer.
He's Marlins Man. What?
Oh, yeah, he's a lawyer.
That's where his money came from?
That's how he has all this money to, like, go everywhere. He's a lawyer.
What if you needed legal help?
Marlins Man.
And then a man in a bright orange Marlins jersey and a bright orange visor walks into the room.
If I'm in the greater Miami area and I hire him as my lawyer, I am demanding that he wears that. Even if he tells me that it is likely we will lose, I'm like, I don't care. I'll go to jail for 30 years to have you wear this.
I just Googled Marlins Man lawyer.
I think he has his own law firm, or at least is a partner of one.
I would like, here's the thing, is I think I want to see a picture of this man in a suit practicing law, but I also feel like it might be like seeing Guy Fieri without his hair bleached and without the flame shirts and the sweatbands and the glasses in the back of his head and everything.
So, like, I typed in Marlins Man lawyer and I went to images, and the first photo that pops up that is not Marlins Man in, you know, his classic orange jersey, it's not even actually a picture of Marlins Man. It's a picture of Donald Trump trying to catch a baseball.
Huh.
Not very well, I might add.
He doesn't look very confident. That's true. No, he doesn't look very confident catching this baseball.
Yeah, there's Royals are on here. There's a Royals pitcher. Like, seriously, I cannot find...
Every single picture of Marlins Man on the internet, he is wearing an orange visor and at least an orange shirt. I found him here wearing an orange polo with the same visor.
Yeah.
Even that feels like seeing a teacher in the grocery store, I imagine.
Oh, here he is wearing an orange Miami University jersey.
Visor?
With the visor. Holding up the U sign.
Oh, I see this one also. And under that, then Google starts warning you that you might start getting the things you don't want to see.
That's all I need to know, Google. Thank you.
I just want to see him not. Well, here he is wearing a panda hat. One of them is white, one of them is orange. Did Pablo Sandoval end up a Marlin at some point? I'm confused about the implications of this panda hat.
Well, he goes to just every like event, even if it's not the Marlin.
Maybe he went to a Pablo Sandoval-based giveaway for another team somewhere.
They were in three World Series, you know.
Yeah, I've not found a picture of Marlins Man just in law practicing attire, and I really feel like wanted to find something.
Marlins Man and the people he takes to these games.
I don't
women about 30 years younger than him, just living his best life, and no public scandal yet. I mean, honestly, hats off to you, Marlins Man. 99% of people in that situation absolutely have had a scandal come out about them at this point.
So who is Frank Gore fighting?
Darren Williams.
Darren Williams. Frank Gore and Darren Williams are fighting. It's a Jake Paul undercard. Or they're the undercard to a Jake Paul fight, right? If we could just add Marlins Man versus X Factor to that card, I think it might end up leading me to the first time I've ever paid for a pay-per-view.
I don't know if that's fair to Marlins Man. Because X Factor's got some real issues.
Yeah, but I also think Marlins Man
probably
holds his own there.
But
they
haven't
I mean,
come out yet. I guess is my
no. I understand, but like I feel like Marlins Man might be down for the fight though. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah,
I
just think that's fair.
I think that that throwing those two dudes, preferably in an octagon, would just come. We would come away with some crazy footage of that. Rudy, do you remember whenever I told you 40 minutes ago that usually the first segment of a Sad Fans Hour doesn't go on for very long, and now it's 8:40?
I do.
What should we do about that?
I have
an idea. Let's take a break.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Like, I was going to throw it a break even, but you were very, like, into whatever it was you were working on.
I'm working on something. It'll show up later.
Okay. That's unnerving.
You and I will appreciate it. I don't know how much everybody else will.
Wow, save that for posterity. Almost Entirely Sports. You and I will enjoy it. I'm not sure if anybody else will.
I mean, that's all that matters, right?
Put that on the show's gravestone, whatever that is. Like, well, listen.
Almost Entirely Sports. We don't care about our fans.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that show was on for, what, a few months? Yeah, what happened? Oh, they were having a good time, but literally no one else liked it. Okay, well, yeah, that'd do it.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Here's a headline I just saw that surprised me for two reasons. From TMZ, Jalen Rose filed for divorce from ESPN host Molly Karam, TMZ Sports has learned.
I didn't know he was married to her.
I didn't know they were married either. That's what was most surprising to me. What a curveball. I had no idea. I feel like those things usually end up, you know, having us all find out about, or at least it's in the sort of public consciousness. I know that Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are going out.
Pete Davidson's living the weirdest, craziest, I guess, best life for him, which, hey, Pete. Go do your thing,
He
Pete.
Is a unique chart timeline
I really
story
like his,
person
smart water commercials.
I don't know, like, if I've seen them.
Basically, like, one of them is like, it's basically him saying like, did I make the decision to get all these really bad tattoos put all over my body and now having to painfully take them all off because I wasn't drinking smart water? It's like, no, that's probably not it, but I still drink smart water, you know, essentially along those lines of like, I made some really bad decisions in my life, but smart water have helped me. Probably not, but it's really good for you, and yada, 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 yada.
He did a late-night interview. I think it was probably Seth Meyers. I don't know. Pete Davidson, weirdly, one of a very small number of celebrities that I guess I follow for fun. I don't know. I don't know why I do it. I don't, and I'm not 100. I mean, I know why it's Pete Davidson that intrigues me, because tell me who else is like Pete Davidson as a person in the public eye. But he was telling a story about getting some of those tattoos removed, and he said the worst part of it was the, like, tattoo remover having to, you know, verbally confirm with each, they have to confirm before they start zapping at a tattoo. And so, you know, the tattoo zapper says, all right, Pete, you want to get rid of the Tootsie Pop owl tattoo? He's like, yeah, I do want to get rid of that one.
This weirdly sounds familiar to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think it was a late-night interview. Maybe it was a... Yeah. I don't know. I
Josh,
it was
with... do you want to get the pinecone on fire tattooed off of
oh,
you?
No. Yeah. No, in fact, I've got new tattoo plans. Like, I have active new plans. I'm going to be a mess, man.
There's nothing wrong with your tattoos. I genuinely like them. But, like, the whole, like, Tootsie Pop, like, that whole thing, I was just like, that is very much like a pinecone on fire.
Yeah. I am...
Which I do really like.
Thank you, Ernie.
I'm a big fan of the pinecone on fire.
I am probably... So the last tattoo that I got was the most spur-of-the-moment one. My main tattoo artist had, like, an appointment canceled and had somebody had a spot open. And I went in without really knowing what I was going to get, but I knew that, like, I was down that day. Because sometimes if you... Listen,
it was a tattoo day.
If you're paralyzed by choice, sometimes you need to maybe you just need to act a little bit. And it wasn't like my first tattoo, and it wasn't on my, you know, freaking throat, which is my next one. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, you had to find out this way. But I went in, like, it was more spur of the moment, but I had a little bit of an idea ahead of time, I guess, because they posted some of, like, their base designs that you can kind of evolve off of and all of them. My other ones were very, like, designed in advance and thought about for a while and all of those things. And the one I've been working on that I think will be my next one is very much, like, been planned out for a while, that I'm trying to get the design figured out and all of that. That one might end up being the first highly visible one as well. We'll see where it goes. But my other ones, I got a chest ones and one and the flaming, the whack bat pine cone on fire is on my inner left bicep. Anyway, I think I am probably one or two tattoos away from one that I even know at the time is a dumb idea. I'm not there right now. Like, if someone was like, do you want to go get a tattoo of the Tootsie Pop Owl? I'd be like, that's pretty funny. I would have a t-shirt with a Tootsie Pop Owl for sure, but probably not a tattoo. But I feel like you get a couple tattoos farther down the road, and you start thinking, at this point, sure, why not?
You get enough tattoos, you're going to get one that you regret. I remember J.J. Redick talking about it. I forget what it was, but he had, like, lyrics, like, on his arm.
I also remember this story.
Yeah, he had them, for, I think, for a couple of years, and then he realized. And he got it done at a place that was a bar/tattoo parlor.
Oh, no!
And so, like, he did not go there to get necessarily a tattoo, but he was there. And then he ends up with these lyrics on his arm. And he then eventually, you know, put the sleeve on the arm and covered up that tattoo because he was just like, I hated looking at it so much. He works for ESPN now. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I found this out. He was on ESPN Daily a day or two ago.
I remember that the band was, I thought it was honestly more embarrassing than this, but this is still kind of a funny band to have lyrics tattooed from. It was a Kings of Leon tattoo.
That's right.
It's not quite Nickelback or whatever.
No, but it's not far removed.
That's a little tough.
Nothing against Kings of Leon or anything. It's just they are in that kind of that they're in that Imagine Dragons Nickelback type of like they've got some bangers. We can all admit it. But, like, there's something about, like, if you admit to liking them at some point, if you admit to liking them, everybody just kind of laughs at you. Coldplay went through this. Coldplay, though, might have got out of that. There was definitely a time where if, like, you were like, I listen to Coldplay, people made fun of you. I think Coldplay went through that phase and then got out of that phase.
I think Coldplay is back in that phase. I think they might have gone, because Coldplay may have gone full circle.
I have no problem admitting. I like Coldplay.
Have you listened to recent Coldplay at all?
It's been a while since I have.
It's gotten wacky.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The lyric tattooed on J.J. Redick's left forearm says, or said, I guess, single book of matches, gonna burn what's standing in my way.
I thought it had something to do with matches or like a cigarette, and that's so good.
Well, he got a full sleeve over that.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, part of his sleeve was to cover. I don't think he decided, like, I have this one bad tattoo on my arm, so I might as well just cover my entire arm. But, like, that was at least part of the process.
Generally speaking, I don't want to scare people off of tattoos. I think more people should get them. Just get a real artist at not a bar/tattoo shop. Get good work from people who have done good work before. And you can't regret it that much. Like, don't get your recent girlfriend's name, and don't get the Tootsie Pop Owl, not for your first one.
Your first tattoo shouldn't be on your face.
Yeah, I agree with that also.
Your fifth tattoo, yeah. At that point, you kind of know what you like.
That's going to be where mine goes. And it's actually just going to be, well, it's going to be my favorite Kings of Leon lyric. And it goes, oh, we're out of time?